Okay. I wonder if my next guest has ever seen snow. She is the next in our cohort of 16-year-olds joining us for 16 at 16. And if you're late to this particular party, just a heads up that it continues throughout the month of June. We're going to be speaking to 16-year-olds from diverse backgrounds about the things they're passionate about. And so far, that's included writing and science. And today we move into the realm of music, because with me in studio is 16-year-old Hannah Daniels, a grade 10 learner at Birkfleet High School, who is passionate about music. And you don't have to ask me, you can just look at her school blazer, which is dripping in badges. I don't know how you walk upright, Hannah. Choir, vocal ensemble, librarian, interact, photography society, half colors for music as well. This is clearly your forte. Thank you so much for popping in to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. So have you ever seen snow?
I have not. Never.
Is it something you dream of doing one day?
I would love to see snow and experience it, and I want to feel it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It feels so different when you finally feel it for the first time to what you think it's going to be like. Okay, but we're not here to talk about the weather. Hannah, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
So I love music. I've been singing since I was like before I could talk.
Okay.
And I just love being on stage. I love performing. I love like being out there and singing to the crowd. I feel like I'm a completely different person when I'm singing.
Wow.
Yeah, and I love being involved with like school and those things, like with the school band and choir. I was the conductor for the choir for a performance. And yeah, I feel I'm very happy with my high school life at the moment.
Okay, that's great to hear. I mean, I can see from the number of badges on your blazer that you're somebody who gets involved, and Interact is the one that stands out for me, that tells me you've got a conscience and a love for others beyond your own life. But before we leave the music behind, I mean, as a vocalist, you were part of the 2023 Band Slam competition.
Yes.
And not just part of it, I believe the winning band.
Yes, we have won.
For those who don't know this competition, won't you just briefly explain what that entailed?
So Band Slam is a competition between multiple schools all over the Cape, and we performed. It's over a series of nights, three schools a night, and it was a hectic competition. We performed the one day, and the next day was finals. So we were waiting on the info, and I was sitting in the car with my grandparents and my mother and my sisters, and I look on WhatsApp and I'm like, oh my word, we made it to the finals. And then next thing you know, we're back at the waterfront and we're performing again.
I mean, you're there in a busy, busy, busy spot. You're at that waterfront amphitheater. It's packed with people watching you. You've told us you love the experience of being on stage, so I'm sure you felt right at home there. But what did you actually perform to win the competition?
We performed about 7-8 songs.
Okay.
It was like a jazz sort of set.
Yeah.
I did a duet with my friend Caitlin. We sang the song Respect by Aretha Franklin.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And then I was in an ensemble, a vocal ensemble, with four of my other girlfriends. We did, what is that song? Oh, Don't You Worry About a Thing.
Yep.
And those were the songs we did, well, that I was part of. And we did multiple songs, like we did Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yeah.
And we did some instrumentals. We did I'm Still Standing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And I mean, congratulations to you and all of the band members who were successful in winning the whole thing. I mean, I've been there. I've been to Band Slam. I know how busy it is and how many schools you're up against and the level of talent. So it speaks volumes. I mean, music is obviously a huge part of your life, and you've said to us it has been all along. I mean, were you encouraged in that as a youngster by your parents, perhaps having the opportunity? I know you've sung at church. You sing at community events. You've talked about that sense of allowing you to step out of yourself and feel like a different person. Who is Hannah on stage versus Hannah backstage?
I feel like Hannah on stage is like completely different, because I just get like, I get into this space where I have more attitude, and I feel like I take on the role of the song that I'm singing. So depending on the song that I sing, that's like the person you will see on the stage. And I feel like behind stage, I'm very, I would say, introverted. I don't...
Could have fooled me.
I don't talk a lot backstage, but I do talk, but I don't talk a lot because I conserve my voice and I try to keep it, you know, on the down low. But when I get on stage, that song, I take it under my wing like it's my own.
Brilliant. So Hannah on stage, front and center in the spotlight, is obviously a very confident person with a lot of faith in herself and her abilities. And
I mean,
that must stand you in good stead for all aspects of your life, being able to believe in yourself. But Hannah, I also know what it's like to be a 16-year-old girl. For me, it was a time of such anxiety and worries, and what am I going to do with my life, and what's happening in the world, and there's so much to be concerned about. What are the things you worry about?
Oh, there's a lot. I worry about, like, if I'm going to get into the university that I want to go to, if I'll pass matric. There's a lot, like, what I'm going to wear over the weekend, what's going to be for supper tonight.
Yeah.
What am I going to study next? Am I going to pass these exams? How are my end of year results going to come out? There's a lot of things, to be honest.
And the fact that you're part of the Interact Society tells me that you're also very mindful of the bigger worries out there in society. How do you feel as a young South African? I mean, you look, you've got your immediate goals that are certainly to worry about and in terms of where your future goes. But when you think, okay, so let's pretend Hannah passes all the exams, she gets the results she needs to go and study the course that she wants to do. Beyond that, how worried are you, or how confident are you about your future as a young person in this country?
I think I'm pretty confident. The schools, there's a lot of schools that I'd like to attend once I've left high school, and there's a lot of things I want to do in this country, and I'm pretty sure that I will be able to achieve the goals that I've set out for myself. Mm. And in this country specifically, there are a lot of goals that I think I'll be able to meet, like the university that I want to get to, the different courses that I want to do. I'm not particularly worried about those, but I think it is something to worry about because you never know what's going to happen, especially in a country like South Africa. There's a lot of economical problems and all those things. Yeah. But I think that personally, I'm not too worried about it because I know where I want to go and I know where I want what I want to do. So
you're lucky in having that sort of sense of certainty, or at least a direction to head in, Hannah. It's not something to be taken for granted. There are a lot of young people who just have no idea. So if I were to say to you 10 years from now, if I was interviewing 26-year-old Hannah Daniels, who do you hope I'll be talking to?
Well, I would hope you'd be talking to a professional musician.
Wow.
Because I would love to be on the stages everywhere. I'd like to sell out places. I would like to sing with everyone that I'm currently looking up to. So, yeah, I want to be out there on the stages everywhere.
Which artist would you give your left kidney to be able to sing with?
Ooh, that's a tough question. definitely Yeba. She's amazing when it comes to vocals. I look up to her a lot.
Well, I hope that these dreams come true for you, Hannah, and that you find your way to stay on that path that you have laid out for yourself. What would your message be to your schoolmates listening and to other 16-year-olds today who are feeling a little bit less certain, who are feeling a little bit lost, lacking direction, and maybe really worried about the future in South Africa? Have you got anything you'd want to say to them?
Just to keep your head up. Don't look back and say you have regrets. Try and live in the moment. Live the way you think is best for yourself. Follow your own path. Don't listen to what your friends say. What you know is right. Do what you think is right, and just be yourself.
That's good advice for the 46-year-old in the room as well, I'll say. Hannah, it's been a delight having you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. And I'm sure next time I see you, there'll be more badges on that blazer to go with the achievements you already have so remarkably accumulated. All the best to you and to your schoolmates at Bergfleet High, who I'm sure have been listening into this interview. Hello to all of you, and good luck for the rest of the exams. Hannah Daniels, love
you. Thank you so much.